going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
216-474-0092. I'll never, ever, 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 ever forget the night before. It was just right before the supplemental draft when Pete Franklin came on the air and said the Browns are getting Bernie Kosar. Like, I can't remember a night where I was more excited to hear what was going on. And I remember having this like long conversation with my dad. I'm like, I don't understand how they can do this. How can they get Bernie Kosar that does the draft? And he's still in school. I don't understand it. So, and then Pete Franklin just totally explained the whole thing. And like, that's one of those nights in radio history that you look back on. You're like, wow, that was a night that radio actually worked, like made me smarter when I was a kid. So
that's great. That's really cool. So the only one of those Browns related that I have is I remember something happened with the power at the house. And so we listened to the radio for the Johnny Manziel pick. That one I remember. And I was in a room with a bunch of we had Browns fans who were there, and then also my one friend who was a Tennessee Titan fan, and she was living up in Cleveland at the time. And she's a huge college football fan and pro football fan, and just started cackling and was like, well, that's going to be a disaster. And she was right. That's the one that I remember, never forget.
All right, so obviously we'll have the draft going on tonight, but Daryl Ryder and I are going to have a podcast for you tonight as soon as the team makes a pick. As soon as the pick happens, as soon as we can quickly get a podcast up right away to kind of break down what the Browns did with that number two pick, you'll be able to catch it. So you don't want to miss me and Daryl on our latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. We're going to discuss all the latest things that are going on with the Browns, including tonight's pick. So as soon as it happens, probably like I would think not very long after the Browns make the selection, Daryl and I are going to break it down and we'll have you covered. So make sure you subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland right now at 923thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by our good friends at Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. And let's be honest, I mean, it's like a good game, right? Like if you went to a game and you invested your time into it and you saw your team win, like, you know, on a game-winning field goal or a touchdown with no time left on the clock or just all those great things, like you still want to be a part of the game. And that's what I think the beauty of what we do is we give you the opportunity to be a part of the community, and you're able to jump on the air right away afterwards and say, oh, this is what. So tonight, like, you know, after they make the pick, Daryl and I will have our podcast. But, you know, more than that, too, you'll have the opportunity to call into the radio station because we all know that later on, you'll have a chance to get your voice out there, and so you'll be able to participate. So make sure what you really want to do, and to make sure you're getting the inside opinion. Like, I understand you want to watch the big networks while you're watching this and you see the pick because you want to see it, but immediately you want to know what's going on. You want to turn to our guys at 92.3 The Fan so you can hear what's going on right after the pick. So right, come over to the station.
We'll have the Browns radio network coverage here. When the pick is made, you'll hear from the pick. They will call into the show. So
yeah, I don't know many teams that are doing that, man.
If it's Abdul Carter, you'll hear from him here. If it's Travis Hunter, you'll hear from him right here. If they decide to trade back up into the first round and get somebody else, you'll hear from that pick as well. They're going to have Somebody from the front office might pop on. You never know who is going to come on as well. On the Browns Radio Network coverage. So make sure you're listening right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah, and you're not getting, I mean, it's the local stuff. Like, there's no local, I don't think there's any local TV stations doing anything. I mean, they're too worried about, I don't know, whatever garbage they're putting on the air. So, I mean, you're going to get it. You'll get it right away, and you want to lock into 92.3 The Fan, or just go over to the Odyssey app. You're good to go there, too, so you'll be able to listen to that. Dan, you're in charge of that, too, aren't you? A lot of pressure I just put on you.
Not in charge. I'm one of the people who will be running around in the back going, do we have this? Can we get this? We're going to need it. Like, that's going to be my job.
Wow, that's cool. You got to go behind the scenes with Dan Menigan.
Mm-hmm.
Raheem is in Westlake. Hello, how are you?
What's happening, Raheem?
Hey, guys, I just want to run this by you. I don't know. The Browns need a lot of work, both sides of the ball. And my dad was telling me that Barry's high on this Andy Hilt guy. He's kind of a local kid, plays both sides of the ball, phenomenal athlete. I want to know if you guys heard anything of rumor mills about him, if he's on any of you guys' radar. I know he's high on my dad's.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I do not know of him. I got to do some research and digging for you.
I know that they call him Nopal Tony, too. I think a nickname or something for defense.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Lars, who's in Shaker Heights. Hey, Lars, how are you? What's up, Lars?
My thing is they are not spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in to put Journey in the town to trade down to pick Mason Grant.
What do you have against defensive tackles? How dare
you? I love Mason Graham. Mason Graham's a great player. He beat Ohio State personally against Michigan. But I don't see it. I'm telling you, this Journey show is the reason why there's no Greenbrier this year. You heard it here first.
All right. Lars, thank you for the phone call. Guys, if football operations is concerned about marketing, or if marketing thinks that they have some sort of influence on football operations and who they are going to pick, we are all in big trouble. The fact that Journey is here for a party for a season ticket base that deserves some sort of reward for sticking it out for as long as you have, for not selling off your season tickets, so that they're offering you up a free concert tonight, no matter what they do it to, should have absolutely zero impact on what Andrew Berry is thinking. And I know we all want to sit here and go, oh, we've got Journey. Like, if they had the number one pick overall, then I might buy into that a little bit more. But they don't. They don't have 100% control over what happens at 2. Even though we all know, we all think that that Cam Ward's going number one to Tennessee, and Tennessee has said that. We get that. But can we be really, really honest? As much as you might be mad at the Browns or upset with the Browns, or, you know, you want to throw a brick through your TV on Sundays, or you think, oh, my God, this is the worst front office, worst ownership in the history of the game, I can tell you there's just no way that the fact that Journey is here tonight has any influence on what they're doing at number two. Please, Dan, tell me I'm not crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
I heard it right away. I was like, especially when they announced the concert. You know what?
They're not going to bring Journey in here to go do this. Like,
to trade.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, down.
Bring a Journey in here so that people come down to the stadium so that they can get the picture and the video when everybody, they go, with the number two pick in the NFL draft, the Browns select, and everybody going, woo!
That's what they want. I mean, let's be honest. Here's what they want, right? They want to be able to say, you know what, season ticket holders, thank you. Like, I hear it all the time. Really, really upset season ticket holders. Like, super upset. Like, what has this team ever done for us? And I guarantee you, well, I almost 1,000% guarantee you, that they got together in the marketing room and said, you know what, we've got the number two pick. We're back in the first round again. We like doing draft parties. I remember I did a, I did a draft show a couple years ago. I think we were in the Muni lot.
Oh, that's cool.
It was Nathan and I. We did a show, and that one was on TV. And that was their way. It was a big party, right? Yeah. Like, they had a big party. They want to have a big party for the draft. And I don't have any problem with that at all. I think every team, I mean, tell me how much fun it's going to be in Green Bay tonight. Wouldn't it be a blast to be in Green Bay tonight for the draft? I mean, that town is awesome.
Yeah.
It's absolutely football awesome.
I give the NFL a boatload of credit because if you've noticed who they've been picking to put the draft in, it's all of the cold weather cities that they won't put a Super Bowl in. And so this is their way of saying, okay, we can't give you a Super Bowl because it's cold outside and you have an open-air stadium and all that kind of stuff. So here's the NFL draft. And they've done such a good job, and Green Bay is jumping right now. What was it? I saw Colleen Wolf of NFL Network.
Was she playing Hammerschlagen?
She was showing the gift bag, and inside of the gift bag was a big thing of cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's like, lean into it. So, yeah, I'm sure Titletown Brewing is having a good time just, you know, filling up all sorts of pint glasses and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm sure the beer cheese soup is going nuts, too. And it's going to be a good time up there.
Roman's in Canton. Friend of the show, Roman. How are you, Roman?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
We're good, right? You pumped or what? What's the deal?
I am pumped, man. I think... So today's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Roman! If you know Roman in Canton, make sure you call him. Say happy birthday to him.
I appreciate it, man.
Hang the banner at the Basket and Phelps Collar Hall of Fame in Hinckley.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it. That's a win. No, seriously, the only thing I want for my birthday today, and it's beautiful that the draft landed today. I just want them to get it right. And I don't know how that is. I'm not an NFL, you know, draft expert. I don't know who that is or how that happens, but I'm praying to the birthday gods that we just get it right this year because we need to. And let's be honest. If we don't get it right this year, then we're in for an ugly four years.
Roman, let's walk through it. Ready? If they draft Travis Hunter, is that getting it right?
I think that's somebody that you can't.
Are you going to be mad?
On.
Are you going to be mad if they draft? Okay, so that's just it's easy. It's yes or no. If they draft Abdul Carter, is that yes or no? Right? Is that right?
I don't know. I wouldn't be mad about that either.
Okay, I think you have to ask yourself today, what would make me mad?
What would make me mad is them trying to be the smart guys in the room and drafting down and trying to load up on the opportunity that they have and, you know, drafting out of the top 10 or whatever it may be. I think that, you know, if for future prospect or future draft or whatever it is, I think they have an idea of where they want to go. I think that obviously offense needs a boost. And the best guy to do that in this year's draft is Travis Hunter, because the majoring in offense and minoring on defense, I think that's a great idea. That's a great setup for the future, because you can use them on offense all the time. Defense, third and down, you know, third and long, if there should be packages where you have Travis out there covering the guy who you think is getting the ball. So, or you know, who is helping out. I'm not sure how they do it. But I don't think they could go wrong with drafting Travis.
Build a plan, Roman. That's my whole thing when it comes to him, is just build a plan and then follow that plan with it. I think you let him play both sides of the ball for at least a year or two. And then after that, maybe see if he wants to major in one of them. And maybe that's the way to go about it, Roman. The only thing I worry about is him being a tell if you use him.
Ed, 1 minute. What do you got, Ed?
Hi, guys. Hey, help me out here. I'm a Buckeye fan, and I don't watch a lot of other football, so I'm not sure. Okay. But I saw Will Howard beat top five teams like Penn State, Indiana, then run through. Smart. What's that?
No, I'm with you, Ed. Keep going. I'm on
and
your
then
team.
Then run through the playoffs, beating all these big teams. Why is he not? I mean, what does Milroe or Dart have above Howard? He can run when he has to. I mean, I've seen him run people over. I've seen him make great throws. I mean, I'm not saying first day pick. But second day in third.
It
third
sounds like
round.
It probably third round. I think you're right. That's where I look, and they'll kill me because I mean I've just been getting crushed by my friends on this too, because I'm just I think Will Howard is a guy that could help a team win a championship. What did he do? Right, Oregon slipped up at the end of the game. Guess what? They played Oregon again. They came back and won. Michigan was one of the most humiliating losses in the history of the program. I'll sit here and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. They never, ever, ever should have lost that game. But yet somehow, some way, they still had a good enough record. They still made it into the tournament. And then they went in and beat four teams that were ranked 9 and above to go on and win a national championship. I don't want to hear the garbage about he doesn't have arm strength. He does. What we're hearing is evaluations from people out there that just They don't like him, or they don't think he is as good as Cam Ward. Everyone jumped on the Shedeur Sanders bandwagon. Everybody, and by the way, where's Shedeur? Where's Shedeur going to get drafted tonight? Look, I like Will Howard. If Will Howard gets the opportunity to play, he's going to make somebody happy. I'm not saying he's going to win a Super Bowl for somebody, but I think he's a quarterback who's going to be around the league for a couple of years here. And like, there are plenty of quarterbacks just like him that have been around for a long time. I think Will Howard's going to help a team. Love his attitude. If you listen to any of his post-game press conferences throughout the season, and I heard every one of them, the kid is a winner, and he knows how to turn things around. All right, let's come back. I still want to ask this question about Andrew Berry. We'll get to that in a second. How much do you trust him tonight to do the right thing at number two? The other question I have for you is, how are you digesting this thing tonight? You know what I'm saying? Are you watching the draft? You going to do other things? You're just going to set up a push notification? We're going to try to get with the times next. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.